Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Technological developments in agriculture have enabled continued output growth without requiring many additional inputs. Innovations in animal and crop genetics, chemicals, equipment, and farm organization have made it possible for total agricultural output to nearly triple between 1948 and 2021. During that period, a USDA report says the amount of inputs used in farming declined slightly, meaning the growth in ag output since then has depended on the increases in total factor productivity. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports a sizable drop in drought areas around the U.S. NOAA says after wet weather and an early spring across much of the country, drought has decreased to around 18% of the U.S. by the end of March, down from 20% at the end of February and 36% at the beginning of winter. That's the least amount of drought across the country since May of 2020. And almost 1,000 farmers, ethanol industry workers, and other supporters sent a letter to the administration calling for action on summertime E15. They're asking for a waiver to allow continued access to E15 throughout the summer driving season. The letter says, with the summer driving season almost here, we're asking the administration to ensure consumers across the nation have uninterrupted access to lower cost, lower carbon E15.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.